All right. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for your patience. If everyone saw, I was on the phone with John Diaz. He sent us some slides in which I will make a soft introduction and let Melanie introduce herself. But today we have Melanie Mitchell, our new district attorney. Is it for HCD or is it for all of ORD? I'm looking at Mike.
Well, I was kind of told that it was the housing portion. I believe Adam is still doing like development.
Yeah. Okay.
And some, but and maybe Adam is also transportation.
I think you're right.
So I was told that it's really the housing portions. Not sure if it's organized just slightly different than previously. When I last time I was the attorney for all of ORG was in 2017.
Gotcha.
Perfect. So
thank you.
Happy to be here.
Appreciate you. She's going to be doing a presentation for us in just a little bit. I just received those slides, but for now, I will hand it over to our chair, Matthew Dahl.
Thanks. Next order of business then on there is going to be approval of the meeting minutes from January 9th, 2025. Anyone care to make a motion or recommend edits on that?
I have some edits.
Okay.
So on the second page, on the second line, it says the members commented on not moving forward with the project. I think maybe just discussed is probably a better word there. But what I don't understand was the next line where it says not moving forward with the project due to the project not having tax credits in place and low scoring in the previous year. Was that low scoring for tax credits, low scoring for us? What were we referencing there? Or was it just hypothetical that had they applied for tax credits, they would have scored low?
I'd have to go over the recording to see what that specifically was meant, but I do remember the conversation of them. This was their first application. They have not yet received tax credits, and they were still very much in the beginning phases of building their capital stack. So I think the idea was to say this group recommended not to move forward not to award this project with those home dollars from the home consortium. I don't know what the low scoring in the previous year was.
So maybe we just delete that. Maybe we just delete it, say the members discuss not moving forward with the project due to the project not having tax credits in place. And leave it there. And just delete and low scoring in previous years, because I have no idea what that was referring to. And it sounds like no one else.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. It's totally up to you guys.
Okay. And then also Matt, name is spelled wrong. The next word there. Two T's. Minor detail.
Thank you. Yes, that's true.
And then the fourth line down from the bottom in that same paragraph, it says Russell Goodman mentioned that it could be prioritized for the next round of project funding. I thought we specifically said we didn't want to use the word prioritize, because then the next round of funding, are we obligated to give them priority? I thought we just said that we wouldn't use the word priority, but maybe that we could review or consider at the next round of funding.
I think he had recommended that, but then the motion didn't include that. But maybe that's confusing there.
Yeah, I don't think we want the word prioritized in there.
I agree. I would take that out of the minutes.
Or that whole sentence, right, Russell? Yeah. Just that whole sentence. Yeah. And then, sorry, I had a lot on this page. Sorry. And then on the next section, other business. So in the second line down, it said he spoke on potentially using CRA banks and interlocal agreement. So CRA banks is not a thing. Like all banks have to comply with CRA. So technically every bank is a CRA bank. But I don't know that we want to use the word using the banks, but maybe reaching out to banks to collaborate. I don't know, some other language there. Maybe he spoke on potentially using or reaching out to banks to collaborate using interlocal agreements. I don't know.
That's good.
I wonder if that CRA, though, actually is not a reference to banks, but was a reference to community reinvestment areas.
No,
it,
so
it was specific with working with the banks.
Okay.
Some CRA.
Sorry, I was looking at that next part of the sentence.
You and I can work on it.
Yeah. And then my one other question was, fourth line down from the bottom, it said she let the Housing Trust Fund advisory members know that with updates to Granicus, the member, I don't know what that is. I know it was some sort of, can we just put like some, the explanation what that is? I know it was some new
software.
Well, if it helps, you're going to get another explanation today.
Okay. Well, but that's what I'm just saying. Maybe in the minute, there's update to the something software used to whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Instead of she, we can put Michelle Hicks because she's the one that presented on that. And then we can just.
So, Stephanie, maybe just a little line that says what Granicus is.
Yeah, or just maybe updates to Granicus, comma, the session software the members will have to.
Okay.
Then. I mean, unless everyone else knows what it is. I've never heard of it. So.
Good comment. Yep. We can fix that.
That was all. That was a lot, but that's all. I'll be quiet now.
No, thank you for catching all of that. So I've got delete the reference to the low score, delete the sentence with where it mentions Russell talking about prioritization, spelling my name right, and in using partner or reach out. Well, see, reach out to, I forget which where we ended up on that one, but partnering with the CRA banks instead of using them.
Use some other language besides using, I think, is what was preferred.
Well, and also CRA. There's no such thing as a CRA.
Sorry. Right. That's sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. So I feel like I missed one before the low score reference.
I didn't like the members commented on. I just thought discussed is kind of a better. I mean, that's just preference, but.
All right, so I guess
are we all, is this tight enough that we can make this reference and get those made, or should we try to edit and then come back for a future approval?
We can get online approval if that's what we can make the recommendation.
Stephanie said she's comfortable making a motion.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if we were defined enough in the language to. Okay.
Based on what you have in your notes, if that you have spelled out for on the record, if the others agree and make a motion to put those, make those changes to the minutes, you could approve.
All right. Then. Stephanie, will you make that all? Yeah.
There's just one other quick spelling. Just Michael's first name was missing an E, Michael Malloy, in that that same paragraph about the home project.
Yep, got it.
Okay. So, need a motion.
I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes with the edits that have been discussed.
I'll second.
Oh. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving with the edits? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you all. That was great.
Yeah.
I appreciate the closest with which you reviewed it and caught that I missed that they spelled my own name or my name. Okay. Moving on then to the next item, which is the public meeting presentation.
slides right now. Sorry, I don't know what happened with my WebEx.
You caught those edits in a way. You won't need my notes specifically, is that?
No, we're good. I've got it recorded. We'll be all right. Are these the correct slides?
Those are fine slides. You just have to have a, and my apologies is, I haven't reviewed his, but I've given numerous. So we will just, as you know, the Opens and Public Meeting Act is, the main function of that is to make sure that government does the people's business out in the public so that there is transparency. And we just stated that is what is the policy behind the Open and Public Meetings Act. And this board is one that meets the definition of a government, was created by, I think, statute, this one. Or ordinance, and so it is under the Public Meetings Act. When you have a quorum, that is when, for the purpose of conducting the people's business, that's when, if you go attended a Christmas party, even if you were all there, that doesn't constitute a meeting. Yep. Generally, all meetings should be in public. There are some reasons when you can close. You need to publish that you are, your meeting schedule, your agenda, your notice of your meetings needs to have your agenda so that the public has an idea, okay, this is what's going to be discussed. So it has to be specific enough that they have an idea if they're going to come. The date, the time, the place. You can have electronic if you give the one, have a policy and give your public an ability to meet with you that way. And it has to be at least 24 hours before the meeting. And then once a year, you're required to publish your entire meeting schedule. We are required to both record and have minutes.
Sorry about that.
Nope, you're fine. Give some. You have to, when you make votes, it has to be clear who voted. So if you are listing out who is in attendance of the meeting, and then you say aye, then you can have where it's clear that everybody voted. So your minutes have to, if somebody leaves, indicate they left, so that if there's any votes later, it's clear who is voting for what. And I don't know that you, well, you may have an ability, close you can do for legal strategy. If you're buying real estate, for instance, and it's at that stage where you don't want, you kind of can lose your ability to get the best prices if everybody knows. If you're talking about an individual, if you in the end are like choosing on a board member, right, that needs to be public. You can't make any votes in a closed meeting. It is for limited discussions. Although you can close it, you are never required, except for some child protection ones that the state does. No board or is required to have a closed meeting, even if they're allowed to have a closed meeting. If you are closing, it has to be noticed, and then you have your open meeting, you vote to close, you close, and then open.
meetings.
Yep. So the act does permit you to discuss, but remember the whole point of the Open Meetings Act is to have your discussions in public. It's not to send text messages and make all your decisions and then come back and just say, this is what we've decided. And we talked about giving notice. If you were to violate the public, say you didn't have something on the agenda and you voted, you can cure that by properly noticing it up the next time and re-voting. So it there can be criminal penalties if you purposely violate the Open Meetings Act, just so you know. And you can nullify actions that are done. That's why, but there is a time frame. There we go. You've had your annual Open Meetings Act.
Great. Sweet. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You guys have any questions?
Questions for Melanie?
No questions here.
All right.
Perfect.
And I think that the way we run things definitely comply with that training. I don't think we saw anything that says that we're doing anything out of compliance with that. So I'm going to take that as a stamp of approval is what I'm going to say.
Next order of business.
Yes.
Accessory dwelling unit resource toolkit. If you're okay, I'd like to just share the schedule with everybody as far as what's been talked about with FFKR rolling that out. I'm going to share my screen again here in just a moment. Perfect. Can everyone see that okay? Do I need to zoom in at all for anybody? Okay, perfect. So this is the anticipated schedule. We're about halfway through, if not a little less than halfway through February. This is the anticipated schedule of rolling out and getting that ADU resource toolkit that we discussed and helped Bluffdale City procure. At the end of the day was FFKR. Thank you, Susan's team. They've been very great to work with. And we do plan on meeting with them later today. So if there's any updates to the schedule, we will be happy to share that in the next meeting. But just want to share with you all. Hey, it's been up on the website. There might be some small tweaks here and there. Bluffdale City is trying to figure out when their attainable housing month is, which is going to be one of these months just because it kind of works well with the rollout plan. Does anyone have any questions about the toolkit or the schedule? You said any questions?
No questions.
Okay. On to the next item. So these are the priorities that we discuss in the policy that we visit. Do you want to take it over?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as Josh said quietly over there, last year we approved a list of priorities for the Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board that we were going to use as we made recommendations and looked at how we, if we were going to help draft new programs or participate in that, we would utilize these priorities to help sort of set what we think should be in those documents. What we had talked about at the time was that we could come back and just sort of reevaluate those and see if they still make sense on an annual basis. It took a good amount of effort the last time to do it, but I think some of the discussion last time was that we would just sort of look at them, say, is this still where we're at, make tweaks, but not make it a full-blown process like we had in the past. And so with that, what we're doing is just going back through and saying, is this still our priority? Does anyone have a difference of opinions that we should discuss? And so with that, as long as I hit all the points I believe I was supposed to, we should just open it up to see if anyone has any questions, comments, concerns, recommendations, etc.
Can you just explain what the regional priorities listed? Whose are those?
I'm sorry. Right. Okay, thank you, Jeff. I was going to say.
I can jump in on that. So we base these priorities off of the LEED, which is what sustainability certification that the county has adopted. Their standard is a LEED Gold standard. And so those regional priorities are based on this national organization, the United States Green Building Council, and they've identified what the regional priorities for each area are. And so then we took what the regional priorities for our region are based on their recommendations, and then we ordered them based on what our priorities were.
So I guess what I'm asking is, are those regional priorities informational, or are those part of the trust fund's priorities? Do you see what I'm saying?
My understanding is that we made them a part of our priorities.
I'm sorry, I don't remember them, because then which ones are our real priorities? Do you know what I mean? As we're evaluating these, I just don't understand how you have two separate lists of priorities. I don't recall this from last year, that there being two separate lists.
In the original presentation that Jeff gave, there were two separate lists, which is why in the Word doc, I kept them separated just to follow the same format. So I do apologize about the confusion. If it does help, our 2024 priorities were location and transportation, which is one of the listed priorities on the top. Maximum number of affordable units. I don't believe that's actually any of them, but that's a great priority. And then optimizing energy and performance and renewable energy. So we're kind of, instead of separating them, we should have probably kept them together, but just to keep an idea, I believe is what Jeff was trying to
say. I think it's what we have is we have these two lists. But I believe that, so the regional priorities are not necessarily differences in what the upper list is. It's just identifying that those are more important for this region. But our actual prioritized list is really the first list.
Okay. So Josh, what was the list that you just read? Because I'm not seeing...
The what I just read was the 2024 priorities that this group voted.
Yeah, it's the first list.
It's in the policy.
I think he read it just a little bit different, but he was stating those top.
Actually, what was the second one you read, Josh? Because it wasn't on this list at all.
Yeah,
that's where I'm confused.
This is the Word document that was in the packet that has the list.
Right.
This is from the priorities that were voted on last year. That's what I just
said. Can you share on the screen the priorities that were voted on last year? Because I would assume that would be what we were looking at.
Yeah, I actually am a little confused on that myself. Yes.
I don't understand.
What I just read, that second, if I'm understanding the second list correctly, Stephanie, look, that's what I just read. Those were the priorities that were approved that are in the approved policy.
Right. So where did this other list that you gave us that said listed priorities in 2024?
That was in the email for the meeting packet for today.
Right. And I get that, but I'm saying, what are these and where did they come from? If what we approved last year, it disappeared.
Oh, sorry.
If what we approved last year was those three that you had in there, right? I'm confused why we're now looking at a list that has different priorities that says in 2024, when our policy attachment clearly has something different.
Why did you review that list? This list came directly from Jeff. This is what we picked from last year.
Okay. So are you saying, Josh, then that for last year's policy, those three that are on the screen right now were approved?
Yes.
You are just, for the sake of discussion today,
or approving whatever they want to do.
For the sake of discussion today, you gave them this other list to review as possible priorities if they wanted to include those for 2025. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they can pick from this same list. I just
got
copy
it.
And pasted the same list that Jeff provided that we can.
Oh, okay. So this. The way this is worded makes me think these are what we opted for last year. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah. So I think what he's so Josh, you're saying on this screen right now, these are the three that were approved last year. The board today could say, hey, we want to stay with these same priorities. Josh is also saying, I'm giving you this other list if you want to consider any of these.
Got it.
As possible priorities for 2025.
From our original list, I should have said 2025 priorities instead of 2024 to probably clear that up. So I apologize for that.
Okay, let's reframe then. So we've got the list that's showing now, which is what we approved last year. The document that we were looking at that has the two separate lists was what was provided last year as the basis for the discussion in setting those 2024 priorities. And so for today, what we need to do is look at these that are on their list right now and say, is this still how we feel? These are our priorities, or do we need to get back into the bigger list and swap something out? And I would go with, just to start off with, that I think these, nothing has changed in my mind that these are not still the priorities.
I would agree.
I agree as well.
Same.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I think for simplicity that we just carry forward the 2024 priorities as our priorities for 2025.
And Josh, mm-hmm. Maybe just for, because I think we're going to be reviewing this yearly, make sure, yes. Right? So maybe on that other document, you could put a title on it that says potential priorities so that we remember that's the list that we're pulling from and not the list of what we prioritized.
Yeah, maybe potential priorities to consider.
Yep.
Okay. Then I'll be less confused next year, I promise.
And then we just have on the agenda that we were going to discuss this. So this isn't actually an action item. Is that?
It says, we're just going to discuss it, but since we have enough for a quorum, we can vote. Or you can make a motion.
So your agenda has to allow the public to know what you're discussing, and it doesn't. So if you decide to make a vote, you can vote. There's not in the Roberts rule, unless you have separate rules that you have set up for here. In Roberts rules, your agenda has to be specific enough that they know and that you can vote on those. So you don't have to put discussion only voting. If you always do that in your minutes and you've had people come in and that's expected, then simply putting discuss and others as vote may not give the public enough if that is the practice that you've been doing.
And I don't know that we do enough for there to be a usual, which based on what you're saying is, then we could vote on it.
Yes. Case.
Sorry. In Midvale, we have a discuss 1 week, approve the next week. And so I'm merging my requirements there. So, all right. Then I think then what I would look for is a motion that we, that what would we be motioning? That we keep the priorities for 2025. That's
keep it. These as
yeah.
Make these our 2025 priorities.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll second.
No, you have to. Somebody has to make that motion.
I'll make the motion. Sorry.
I'll second.
It's been motioned and seconded that we maintain the priorities for 2020, these as our priorities for 2025. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Oh, that's done. Thank you, everyone. It's approved. Which brings us to other business.
Yep. This is the last thing. And Stephanie, thank you for bringing this up earlier, specifically in the minutes, because Mike also called me about this same form or the link that I'm going to show you. If I know it's been a little bit, but last meeting we sat down with Michelle Hicks. She kind of gave us an explanation of, hey, Granicus, if I'm explaining it correctly, now I might need a little help here, but basically is the system that our mayor's office used for, which uses it for the boards and commissions. And through that, it's a big organizational tool of helping keep track of any applications, which the link I will send you in an email following up this meeting with updated information, updated minutes. You click on it, you click apply. On the top right corner is a little blue button, and I can show you that in just a moment here. But basically, Granicus is a system that helps keep everything organized for the mayor's office, especially when it comes to the boards that that run with all the programs within Salt Lake County. Is there anything I'm missing as far as Granicus?
It's also a platform where you can put all the information for the upcoming council meetings.
Yep, that too. Thank you, Derek. And so just to show you real quick, I'm going to send you this link in an email, but what's going to happen here is it'll take you to this boards and commission page where you'll see Michelle's information. Can everyone see that okay, by the way? So you'll scroll down here. You'll click this little blue apply button, and it will take you to, it'll take you to this page where you'll just fill out your basic information. And then please, 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 I was told to share this, but just in case, please pick Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board when you do fill this information out, and it will automatically go to the Granicus site, and all I have to do is double check it. Are there any questions on the Granicus application form?
When do you want it done by?
Really, as soon as possible, probably before the next meeting. I'll figure that out and just put that in the email as well. Other than that.
Have you guys done your annual disclosures, your conflicts?
Yes, that was this group did amazing, and I believe we were one of the first groups to get that all done. So thank you all for getting that done, especially so, I'm sorry that you had to do it twice.
Josh, just for clarification, we don't already have that link to the Granicus. You're going to send it?
I am going to send it.
Okay.
Originally, it was going to be a PDF form, but there was a miscommunication between Michelle and I, and so I later found out that there was just a link we could have you all click on to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other new business or other questions about the Granicus? Seeing none, then I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.